Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bryce Harper is hurt again. Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports wants to know if you can actually give a guy hurt as often as Harper $500 million, which is what it's likely going to take to sign him at the end of next season. That's the question we're asking you. Answer this, 800-636-1067. You're in charge of the checkbook. You're in charge of the Nats payroll. Do you pay Harper $500 million with his injury history at the end of next season? From Passan's piece in Yahoo, the mere perception of injury proneness, though, runs in contrast with the wisdom of a team handing Harper a $500 million, or for that matter, $400 million contract when he hits free agency following 2018. Wisdom, it should be noted, is not a frequent bedfellow with free agency. And Giancarlo Stanton's issues staying healthy didn't prevent the Miami Marlins from lavishing upon him a $325 million deal, still the largest in American sports history. Harper is going to shatter that. Danny, I know that giving Bryce Harper $500 million based on his injury history is not smart business.
Right.
I know that giving any player that big a lump sum of money over a decade is actually ultimately probably going to look bad. I think that the situation for the Nats is more complicated and gray because they have never had a face of the franchise, their Ripken, so to speak. The closest thing to it is Zimmerman. On Harper's level, where the first guy ever inducted into the Hall of Fame wearing your uniform is going to be him if you pay this guy and keep him here. There is a value beyond the field and the payroll and winning in every kid at the ballpark. I said this last week when you were out. I was at a game. There was a six-year-old kid at the game. I said, who's your favorite player? He was the cousins with my fiance.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, I love Bryce. Now, he probably couldn't have named anybody else, but he knew everything about Bryce Harper. He was wearing his T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You see the kids with the eye black. $500 million is a lot, but there is a price for that. I don't know what it is, but it's relevant to the conversation.
It certainly is, and this is a unique situation. The same way the rest of baseball goes, that's too much money for Jason Worth. This organization needed to do it, and I would stand by that signing every time, despite how much Jason Worth doesn't care for us. And that was a great contract, and I know it doesn't feel like it now, the last year of the deal where he's not playing, basically, but they needed to do that to change the culture. This is another opportunity for an organization that's trying to ingrain itself into a marketplace still. I would add this. I tried to make this point before the break. I didn't make it very eloquently. About Anthony Rendon. He's having a career year. Is this the new normal? And do we weight some of the new data points more or less than some of the things he's done in the past, right? I say yes, he's having a career season. I look at the comparison to Bryce Harper. The old way of him getting hurt, running into the wall, that's not happening. I've seen him pull up a couple times on balls over his head just to make sure that he's preserved. Some of these reckless, hair-on-fire type things, playing through stuff. You heard his comments the other day. I'm not just going to play through injury just to tough it out, just to try to be a cool guy. I'm going to make sure I'm able to help the ball club. Those signify to me, again, another turning of the corner. So 20-year-old Bryce, who didn't care, was just going to play with his hair on fire. Well, that's not the same guy now.
But even with those things, he's still always banged up. So, last year, he played hurt most of the season.
He did.
He's had knee and shoulder issues that have completely debilitated his production over the last few years.
They have, but my point is those kinds of injuries, I think, are now behind him.
I don't.
Now, this one is a fluky thing, and it seems awkward. He's not going to run into the wall, which caused the knee, which caused the side.
Last season, he dealt with one.
He dealt with one that was certainly nagging. I'm talking about he's injured because he went too hard and put his face against the wall.
It happened the other night.
I think those are over.
Yeah.
Him hustling is not over, but him banging himself against stuff unnecessarily is.
Well, sure, but I would say that most baseball players in the major leagues don't run into fences ever anyway. I mean, they never do what he did initially.
So my point is holding that against him is not something I'm going to do. Now,
that's fine.
You could still say, hey, he's been injured a bunch. Last year happened and it did. This injury happened and it did. Less of a sample, though, it's less meaningful to me what happened to him when he was 20 years old and he hurt himself in Atlanta.
I think what he's been throughout his career is what he's always going to be, which is an amazing player when healthy, a guy that can put up all-star numbers in a lot shorter games played spans than everybody else, but it was always going to be dealing with nagging things because I think he's almost too big. Like, you see this with Mike Trout in the past. Mm-hmm. As guys add so much muscle to their bodies, I don't know that that's a beneficial thing necessarily. But I think he's always going to be in that 140 to 147 games played kind of type player on average over the next several years. I don't think there's a year where he's going to play in 159. I don't really see that for him. But that doesn't mean he's not worth $450 million. Doesn't mean he's not worth $500 million. Because when he's healthy, he's the best in the league. And he's the second best in baseball behind Trout over in the American League. Mm-hmm. I need to give you an answer. I haven't done it yet. And I'm kind of beating around the bush here because this is tough. I don't know that I'll say the same thing in 3 days as I would say right now. My thought is that they need to sign him for the $500 million. And here is maybe, you can either say I've matured, I've softened, I'm using my heart, not my head, whatever terminology you want to use. Remember when we talked about Kobe Bryant and I said you can never, you know, make contracts for lifetime achievement. You can never basically let
your heart. Out of sentimentality.
Right. Yeah. That's what this is, and that's what I'd be doing as the Nationals. I think it's different because you're still trying to build baseball in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it would be a good business decision, non-baseball, to do that. I'm not sure it'd be the best baseball decision because you can, with Victor Robles in center and Adam Eaton in a corner, and you know whether it's Soto
Taylor,
in
Goodwin
left
or Soto,
exactly,
yeah.
You can get by just fine in your outfield, and now you've got an extra $27 million a year to spend. That's the better business move. But as of this second, right now, I would pay him, and I say that knowing that that's probably not the smarter of the two things, but I don't want to lose the guy. So
it certainly takes, much like this Kirk Cousins situation, we've seen paralleled. Of course, it would take Bryce Harper's willingness to sign. But given that, I would too. And I know it's probably the, quote, wrong
but
call,
both,
but I would do it.
We're making that decision, I think, with our heart and our head.
100%.
Tom in Manassas, what's up?
Hey, Commonwealth's doing great, guys.
Hey, Tom. Commonwealth's the greatest state in the union.
Hey, you guys make great points. I'm leaning towards no. But I'm glad we got Mike Rizzo making these decisions because he's a genius. But, you know, the injuries, this guy's been playing full-time since he's like 15 years old. So while he's been in the majors for 5 years, his body's been taking a beating over those 10 years.
Sure.
And there's been some inconsistencies in his play. You know, I'm trying to look at it objectively. Obviously, he's our guy. He's the face of baseball for us, but I just think that could hurt the team, kind of like, you know, the A-Rod sign and hurt the Yankees. So that,
yeah, and you could go to others, Angels and Pujols. It's a good phone call. If this was not the Nationals and Harper, if this was any other organization and any other player like this.
So right now you're in Chicago, for
right.
example.
Let's say Bryce Harper had been a Mariner since day one, and they're determining whether or not they should pay him this money. Me on the outside looking in, it'd be the clearest thing in the world that they shouldn't. I would feel very confident that they shouldn't pay him $500 million more dollars. But because it's the Nats, because it's my city and my player, it is just difficult to say that they shouldn't. I think it would be a detriment to this team in the short term and a blow to baseball in this city if Harper wasn't retained. Larry's in Fort Washington. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Grant, Danny, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Larry.
My approach is probably a bit different on this, and my point, and first let me preface this, Bryce Harper's great. I love the guy. He's done so much for the team and probably for baseball in general. I don't think $500 million, I mean, come on. These guys are getting way too much money. I don't think the learners will pay that to begin with, and he'll end up with pinstripes up in New York. It's just too much money for these guys to go out and play a game all the time, and we're the ones paying for it. It used to be you go to the ballpark, and I go back to when I lived in Cleveland going and seeing the Indians. You could go down early, watch batting practice. You could get some autographs if the guys were inclined to, whatever. Now you got to pay for that.
Yeah, well, but times have changed, though.
That's an argument I don't want to have, frankly.
It's a different conversation. I mean, movie stars make $20 million to make a two-hour movie that they spend 6 months on. Baseball players put in year-round work to entertain you, not for 2 hours, but for 3 hours a night for six straight months in 162 games.
That's everything costs too much. Call, yeah. Which I thank you for making it, but it's I don't need the these right. guys make too
you know
much
what else
money
costs too much a movie ticket.
Yeah.
How about
a happy meal?
A jug of milk. I mean, everything costs too much.
It's delicious coffee. I'm
Gas.
Drinking.
It all costs too much. Dinner at a restaurant too much. different conversation. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in? We will get to the final few thoughts on Bryce Harper. Jeff Passan today asking in Yahoo Sports, is he worth $500 million as injury prone as he is? Can you afford to pay him, not knowing if he's going to be on the field? It's a great question. Next segment, we'll also get to Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension, the latest on his appeal. Will the Cowboys still win the NFC East? Let's tackle that in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.